Hello and welcome to GSFM for Tuesday the 12th of July. I am sorry that we didn't have all of the action from Silverstone that I had planned. And I know there's absolutely no reason to go into the explanation, but GSFM and the following that has developed since last August is hugely important to me. And can I say to you that last Friday in Silverstone, some of the equipment that I had brought with me to present the programme was damaged in the rain. Now, that ordinarily wouldn't have been an issue because I just could have gone and replaced it. However, there was a genuine family emergency in Ireland while I was away, and that meant that I couldn't do what I needed to do to get GSFM on air. All right, as you can imagine, it was a thoughtful weekend. No need to go into the details to you, but I just want you to know that if GSFM could have been on, it certainly would have. And thank you for your patience, for your funny comments, and indeed thank you for your serious comments as well. Much appreciated. So, come on we go with business for today, Tuesday. And I hope you don't mind, but we won't have a mystery voice for the next couple of days until as such time as things are sorted out here. In 1954, on this day, the 12th of July, Elvis Presley signed his first recording contract and quit his job as a truck driver. The contract, of course, was with Sun Records. In 1957, the US Surgeon General Leroy E. Burney reported that there was a direct link between smoking and lung cancer. In 1960, the first Etch-a-Sketch went on sale. In 1982, E.T., the extraterrestrial, broke all box office records by surpassing the $100 million mark of ticket sales in the first 31 days of opening. In 1998, on this day, 1.7 billion people watched soccer's World Cup finals between France and Brazil. France won that game 3-0. And can I say to you, I was in Paris on that night. I would never forget the celebrations. It was wonderful. In fact, not just that night, but the celebrations went on for a number of days. But wow, what celebrations they were. No GSFM friends celebrating birthdays today, but if it happens that it's your birthday, can I say a very happy birthday to you? Hope you have a wonderful day. Julius Caesar shares your birthday. Oh, yes, he does. He was born apparently on this day, 100 BC. Oscar Hammerstein II was born in 1895. Bill Cosby, 1937. Christine McVeigh, the wonderful Christine McVeigh, born in 1943. Cheryl Ladd, the actress from Charlie's Angels and many other things, born on this day, 1951. And a lady that you may remember from SWAT and Avatar and Lost, Michelle Rodriguez, well, she was born on this day, 1978. Happy birthdays, one and all. Our useless fact for today. In August of 1999, Laurie Lynn Lomelli set a record by spinning 82 hula hoops at the same time for three full revolutions. The other hula hoops you put around your waist now, not that we used to eat. Yeah, you know the ones. Yeah, okay, well, there you go. Tomorrow, the smallest man ever. Okay, more to do. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We look forward to your company then. It's wonderful to be back with GSFM. Thank you for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed presenting it to you. And I look forward to your company tomorrow. Enjoy Tuesday from me, Ger Sweeney, and all of the gang here at International Headquarters. We're back. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.